the championship game in the girls' bracket between your League Academy Lady Rebels and number two seed Simpson. So it's number one versus number two. Lee got a bye in the quarterfinal round. Won here 57-42 versus Lamar. And you might be interested to know the Rebels went 2-0 against Simpson during the year, winning on the home floor by 82-47. But then in the last week, the last week of the regular season, I should say, about 10 days ago, they win down at Minuteman Hall 61-51. We're told that Morgan Freeney may be available tonight. She's nursing a shoulder injury, so she'll probably get some minutes and test it out. Everything's comfortable with handling the ball, passing, and shooting, but what you would be concerned about is collision and contact. Coach Amanda Hatch's ball club hoping to shake off a bad fourth quarter in that semifinal game where they got outscored 18-2, didn't make a shot from the field. Simpson under legendary head coach Linda Deere. She told me on Thursday she started coaching in 1975. She's still going strong. The teams are lined up. We're going to have some pregame festivities, prayer, and national anthem. So that'll give us a two-minute break opportunity when we get called for it. And then we'll get this girls' championship started. We've got Leak, we've got Simpson, we've got a championship on the line in the district tournament. So on the other side of this two-minute break, we'll have the Baptist Medical League starting lineups. All that coming up ahead after this two-minute break on Boswell Media Sports.
Is your home in need of a facelift? Byers Furniture in downtown Philadelphia is your one-stop shop for all your home needs. Mattresses by Ashley, Sealy, and Tempur-Pedic. Kitchen and laundry appliances by GE. Living room, bedroom, and dining room by Ashley, Riverside, and Universal. And don't forget the famous Made in America Lazy Boy recliners in stock and ready to deliver from Byers Furniture. Byers Furniture has all the big city name brands, but with small town prices and personal customer service we've provided you since 1953. Come in today and let us show you all we have to offer at 319 Bird Avenue in Philadelphia.
Do It's in Sebastopol serves a full breakfast and lunch. And when you leave, you'll be full too. Any other time of the day, Do It's takes short orders, has Hunt's Brothers Pizza, and most important, they have a delicious burger that they are known for in central Mississippi. While you're there, be sure you fuel up and get plenty of snacks for the road. Do It's, open 7 days a week, just for you. Highway 21 in Sebastopol.
If spending days looking for a top dollar for your timber has left you feeling like you're barking up the wrong tree, then I would listen closely. Welch Forest Products in Union does it better than anyone and with the least possible damage to your property. Whether it's management, forestry care, pine plantation, thinning, or site prep, the last number you'll dial is 601-774-8200. They buy land with or without timber, too. Call Bo Welch now at Welch Forest Products today. 601-774-8200.
If you want to get the best in sportswear and gear, check out In Sports. In Sports, just off the square in Philadelphia, offers screen printing with personalized jerseys, t-shirts, and fan wear to support your favorite team. In Sports also has customizable vinyl gear for spring sports like baseball and softball, as well as plaques and trophies. Looking for sports equipment? In Sports has that too. In Sports believes in giving the best possible customer service with in-town deliveries. Get ready for this sports season with In Sports, just off the square in Philadelphia.
Boswell Media Sports.
Okay, Rebel fans, it's time for championship basketball. The Lady Rebels taking on Simpson. District 2 tournament championship on the line. Simpson will be the visiting team in red. Give you the starting lineup for the Lady Cougars as they are introduced. The League Academy Lady Rebels will be the home team on the scoreboard and wearing the home gray uniforms, navy numerals trimmed in red, League emblazoned across the front. Let me tell you, the gym is about three-fourths full. Starting at forward for Simpson, junior Carson Carter. junior Matty Kraft at forward. At guard, freshman Ava Dunn. The Simpson roster with no seniors on it. Olivia Holum, a freshman. And Olivia Baines, their leading scorer, sophomore. Carter, Kraft, Dunn, Holum, Baines for Simpson. 23-10 on the season. And the only district losses they suffered were the two losses to Iron Lake Academy Rebels. And starting five presented by Baptist Medical League for the Rebels. Miriam Prince at 5'8", junior, averaging just under 20 points a ball game. And back in the lineup, 5'4", junior, Morgan Freeney. And a big player down the stretch is 5'8", junior, Emery Warren. Girls are going forward. Okay, with 5'7", junior, and in the post, Katie Jones, Prince 5'8", Freeney at 5'4", Warren at 5'8", Wilcox at 5'7", and Jones at 5'10". Miriam Prince is getting very close to joining the 2,000-point club. By my count, she has 1,984 points. I talked to her father, Philip Prince, before the game. He thought it was a little bit below that. But let's just say she's knocking on the door of the 2K club. And they're going to have to make room soon for one more at the table. There are only seven league players who have scored more than 2,000 points in a career. One of them, who ranks seventh, is Coach Amanda Hatch. Susan Bird is the leading scorer all-time at league with 3,187 points. Holden and Jones in the jump circle. Holden controls it over to F, and Simpson will have it first in red, going right to left. Kraft out high, man pressure for L.A. Into the corner, right three. Long rebound, Warren for the Rebels. And to Prince, right side. She'll go middle of the floor. Floater, good, straight down from 8 feet away. Quick two for Leek. Baines will come up right side with Freeney on her, and she'll step behind the line, fake the three, give it to Kraft and get it back. Twin high screeners. They call out Ava Dunn. Go left side to Carter. She'll stand on the line, shoot a long two, rebound Warren for L. Prince will let the traffic pass. Now come down the left side. Same shot. Runner 8 feet away, and it goes off the back of the rim. Good. Prince has four. Rebels lead 4-0. Backcourt pressure. Three, providing some pressure. Man pressure. So Carter will put it on the dribble. Let's get it into the front court. Find Dunn, who comes left side to Baines. Will come on screen. It looked like a move screen. Long two, miss, offensive rebound, sent out to Carter behind the arc. Around to Dunn, she'll dribble in the lane on Wilcox, go right to left, then score it from 6 feet out, right in front of the basket. Good-looking offensive move, makes it 4-2. Warren has the ball taken away from her, Carter, and then Warren falls down. And going up and getting it in with the right hand is Carter off the turnover. 4-4. First quarter presented by Performance Therapy. Freeney bounces once right corner, comes to Warren, and three Cougars converge on her, and somebody reached in. Couldn't tell if it was 12 or 13. It was on 12. That's done. First foul of the ball game. 5:45 to go. Leak 4, Simpson 4. Into Jones, left side of the block. She goes opposite side, hits some room, and puts that off the window. Rebels up front by two. Steal by Morgan Freeney in the backcourt. To Wilcox for three. Two deep. It runs into the right corner and out of bounds. The shot was there for Wilcox. 7-10. Rebels lead at 6-4. Carter on the dribble into the front court. Hands it to Baines. She'll call offset. Rebels showing man pressure. To Dunn. She comes around to Carter. It's a drive leveled off by Warren. She goes into the lane, gets some contact. I think Wilcox committed the foul. Slow to get up. Now she's up. She is guilty of the foul. First free throw up. Rolls all around and in. Grace Maxey comes in for Wilcox. Dunn makes a free throw, and she's got the second. And it rolls around and drops in. Freeney makes the inbound, comes up on right to left across center court. And she turns her back, hands it to Prince. 6-6 the score. Free throw line. Good job by Kraft to level off Prince. Right wing Freeney comes around a Warren screen. Free throw passes it left side to Prince. And he puts it in the eyes. And then Prince mishandles the dribble drive. It's spun back in. Saved by Dunn. Simpson coming the other way. Baines in the middle of the circle to Matty Kraft. Now they'll hand it back. Still hold up two fingers. Kraft with Maxey guarding her. Goes right elbow to Carter with her back to the basket. Passes it down to a cutting Baines. No foul on the floor. I think they get Katie Jones with her first. Nope, it's going to be on Maxey. She reached in as she went by. 2 seconds. 4:09 to play, first quarter, 6-6. 4-3-2, up off the window, back in for Baines, and she knocks her head back and down the court. 9-6 Cougars. Prince behind the arc, gets the Jones screen, angles right, looks inside. Jones trying to post up on Hodum. Prince yo-yo dribbles. Now goes left, loses it for a moment, and they'll get Kraft for a reading. Her 14 seconds. Rebels down 9-6, 3:30 to go first quarter. Performance Therapy brings you the first quarter of Leak Academy basketball. Freeney in the left corner, puts it on the right-hand dribble. Hand it to Prince, he's wide. Prince will walk it to the top of the key. Got two screeners after she moves right. Jones posting up for it, but she got Warren who'll hit a three and go off the front of the rim. No good. Baines with a rebound. Cougars to Kraft. She dribbled left side. Runner. Foul committed by Maxey. Maxey second. Maxey was just half a step behind there. Rats will shoot a pair. 3:06 on the clock. Free throw missed off the back. Kraft has another one coming. Matty Kraft halfway down comes out. Rebounding tipped around it. Kraft fetches it under the basket. She finds Hodum. Hodum was wide open, didn't shoot. Sends it out to Baines between rings. And a three. Horseshoes out. Prince will run it down right side for Leak. She'll come top of the key. Kraft on her. In the corner to Freeney. Dunn reaching for the ball. To Maxey, open three. Off the left side of the rim. Off the hand of Katie Jones. Out of bounds on the end line. It'll belong to Simpson. Still 9-6, 2:34 to play first quarter. Leak with the backcourt pressure. And the Carter with Emery Warren. Just giving her a little bit of cushion. Schlangel dribble right side, wants to go to the rim. Put it too hard off the backboard. Rebound offside by Dunn. She drives, can't convert. And there'll be a reach-in foul as Emery Warren got the rebound. I believe it's on Dunn. If it is, it's her second. And it is team third. Leak will have it with 2:15 to play in the first quarter. Maxie dribbles, hands it to Prince at midcourt. She dribbles at the top. Goes right side. Maxie, she wants the three, leaves it well short. Baines and Kraft grab the ball for Simpson. Ahead to Peyton Purvis, who just checked in the game, and Purvis mishandled the basketball and commits the traveling violation. Minute 52 to play. Rebels trail 9-6. Prince left side. You see she wants to drive. Dishes right side to Jones. She wanted to go in and wanted to come out, and she walked. The hesitation is always costly. Cougar basketball into the court. Pass to Purvis. She wants to drive on Jones. Her entry pass on the opposite side, takes over the inline by Prince. Minute 32 to go in the third quarter. First quarter. Odom into Purvis. Purvis inside the free throw line. Now sends it out to Carter, left. To Kraft. Kraft wants to drive. Left-hand runner, no good. Rebound on the right baseline by Prince for Leak. He comes top of the key. Will launch for a three and air ball. Wilcox comes in for Freeney. Leak down three with a minute 13 to play in the first. First quarter presented by Performance Therapy. Carter takes the inbound and will pass over the trap. Purvis between the circles. She sends Carter down to the baseline. Got a 1-4 here. Now she gets Carter out at the right elbow. It's left side to Baines with Warren on her. Over to Carter. Three from the right side. No good. But on the offensive board, cutting to the basket is Kraft. And she converts for two. Under 40 seconds to play. 11-6, Rebels trail by five. Grab the screen comes Miriam Prince. Carter on her. Jones really trying to post up in the right block. 22 seconds. Grace Maxie right side, looking, holding the ball above her head. Gives it to Wilcox. Wilcox out from the basket, angles right. Uses up the dribble. And they should get Carter for the foul there. They do. She was hanging on Miriam Prince. Clock stops with 9.7 seconds to go in the quarter. Into Prince. Clock runs. Whistle away from the basketball. They'll get Wilcox for a hole. She commits her second, their team's fourth. 6.4 seconds before the end of the first. Up ahead, long three from in front of the midcourt stripe, missed by Clapp. But Simpson likes the result at the end of the first quarter. They lead it 11-6. Back in 60 seconds with the start of the second quarter as Leak Academy basketball continues.
Flu shots are now at Premier Medical Clinic in Kosciuszko and Carthage and Trace Urgent Care. An annual seasonal flu vaccine is the best way to reduce the chances that you'll get the seasonal flu and spread it to others. When more people get vaccinated against the flu, less flu can spread through our community. Protect yourself and your family from the flu. No appointment is needed for flu shots. Just walk in and they will see you shortly. Premier Medical Clinic in Kosciuszko and Carthage. And Trace Urgent Care in Kosciuszko.
Go Leak! supporting all of our Rebels and Rebelettes this basketball season until the very end. We are so proud of you all and the heart you play with. Good sportsmanship and integrity on and off the court is to be recognized, and we are behind you all the way. Let's go LA! Schedule an appointment with us at 601-656-3366. 601-656-3366. Good luck from Craig and Amy Martin and all the crew at Craig Martin General Dentistry, Philadelphia.
Boswell Media Sports.
Second quarter starting. District championship on the line. Number one seed trails number two and 7-11 to 6. Rebel basketball. Prince, Warren, Cox, Jones, and Freeney on the floor. Katie Jones out behind the three-point line. Dribble three times, gives it to Prince. Prince has been well defended through the first quarter. Open three, Wilcox, she fumbled her feet. Coach Hatch just says, why'd you do that? She was left open for the three, but now it'll be Cougars basketball. Rebels extend some pressure. Simpson breaks it into the front corner, front side on the right. Carter uses up the dribble, gives it to Peyton Purvis. She bounces to Olivia Bain. Bain will back out with Prince on her. In the circle to Carter. She gives it to Bain. Bain tries to dribble. Prince steals it ahead to Warren, left side. On the sideline, she'll stop. Loop it down to Jones. Purvis defending. Knocked it out of bounds and will stay with the rest. 1 minute deep into the second quarter. Simpson 11, Leak 6. Freeney takes the inbound 8 feet behind the three-point line. Got Purvis on her, goes to side to Prince. Prince will shoot the three, put it off the back of the iron, and on the rebound is Olivia Bain. They find Purvis underneath the basket. Freeney guarding her. Left baseline, and she walks to the basketball. Good on-ball defense by Morgan Freeney. Rojita forces the turnover. Leak against some token pressure. Prince drives right baseline, flings it up off the glass, and it's good. Six for Miriam Prince. The Rebels trail 38-8. No, 11-8. They put the two up on the wrong side. But it's Cougar basketball. Well, scoreboard has not been very sharp today. Now they fix it. It's 11-8. Cougars on the offensive end. Middle of the floor. That's a free throw line. Hunter hands the pains. The ball flips loose. Picked up by Prince, left side. She's going to push. Fouled hard by Baines going to the rim. Baines was going to make sure Prince didn't have an easy shot. Baines charged with her first. And they're going to call a timeout. 5:58 to play. We'll keep it here. 5:58 to play in the quarter. And Leak Trail, Simpson, 11-8. One game left on the schedule this afternoon, and that's going to be the boys' final. Number two, Park Place, and number one, Simpson. Congratulations to your Leak Academy Rebels. The boys' team won 54-42 over Lamar to capture the third place spot in this tournament. Of course, Boswell Media Sports will be bringing you action from the 5A North Tournament next week in Columbus, hosted by Heritage Academy. We won't know the schedule until tonight at the earliest. Check the Leak Academy social media accounts on Twitter and Facebook. Check kicks96news.com. We're going to bring you every minute of the action. At the free throw line, out of the timeout, Miriam Prince. Puts the first free throw off to the left. No good. She steps back. Now to the line. She makes the second. Rebels down just 11-9. Two-point lead for the Cougars. And a turnover by Freeney. Freeney going up with a left hand, scores on her. Good to Morgan Freeney. Gets the steal and gets the conversion. And nearly another turnover in the backcourt. Purvis on the left-hand dribble. Wilcox comes from behind and knocks it away from her. She thought she could drive down that baseline, but Wilcox says no. 11-11 the score. Purvis comes out, and Ava Dunn comes back in. Bounce it to Carter. Quick six-footer miss. No good. Emery Warren boxes out for the rebound for Lee. Rebels bring it in, trying to take the Freeney right side. Dribbles twice, gets it to Prince. Jab step. Now back out. Clock at 5:11 and ticking. Second quarter. Boom, knotted at 11. Emery Warren left side. Into the corner to Wilcox. He gets it quickly to Prince. Prince right-hand dribble into the paint. Scoop shot. Got fouled under there. That's only offensive foul on Prince, I guess, for clearing out. I don't get it. And they'll just say it was a turnover, I guess. And they didn't put the foul on the board. Morgan Freeney trying to control the ball off the steal. She can't control it, but then Dunn dribbles it on the end line in front of him. So that one was caused by Freeney. Prince takes the inbound, walks it across the WA logo at midcourt. Right elbow, Warren to the basket. Now left side, Prince. High to Wilcox, extra foot. He had the screen from Jones out high. But again, the hesitation caused the foot drag. We're still at 11, under 4.5 minutes play in the second. Cougars go left corner to Ava Dunn. They'll hand it back out to the point guard, Bain. They put it on the left-hand dribble. Hand it to Kraft. Bain, left side. Freeney on her. Around the corner screen. Go to Dunn. She's going to try a three. Me too deep. Kraft with the offensive rebound. And her putback, no good. And then it went off Kraft's hand out of bounds as Warren had position underneath. Rebel basketball in a tie game with 3:52 to play before half. Prince bounces the ball right elbow to Warren. She'll come out behind the line. Little weave going on. They go right side for a three by Marion Prince. A little too deep. And Carter pushes on Warren. I don't understand why they don't call the foul there. It went off the arm of Warren and out of bounds. He was being shot by Carter. Cook basketball now. 3.5 minutes to play, and they'll throw the ball away. The pressure results in a bad pass into the front court, and the Rebels will take over in the corner. Natalie Vaughn comes into the game for Wilcox. Jones, Warren, Princeton, Vaughn in the game. Brady passes up the three left side, keeps the dribble, send it down and block to Jones, but you put it out about 6 inches in front of the rim. And yet we stay at 11-11. Carter on the dribble. Right side. Now middle of the floor. Goes to Kraft. Dunn calls out. He comes around to Hodum screen. She nearly turned it over on a travel. They go down to Holm. She'll get to the free throw line as just was half a step. She's slow getting there to defend and ended up hacking her on the arm. First personal on Jones, James Smith. Southern has not scored in the quarter. Now they have. First free throw good by Hodum. Cougars lead it by one. She puts the ball under her arm at the top of the key, walks to the line, shoots off to the right. Warren clears the rebound for Lee. Miriam Prince handling the basketball. Steps inside the arc, now back, fires for three. Touchdown three, first one of the ball game for L.A. And a tie time. It gives them a 14-12 lead with 2.5 minutes to play in the quarter. Rebel threes presented by your friend, Prince Oil. Sames on the dribble, uses a high screen from Hodum. They try a little pick and roll. But the ball knocked in the left, right baseline, shot missed. Long two, no good by Carter. Rebound, Warren for L.A. The Prince, mid-range jumper, yes. Miriam Prince starting to heat up. She's close to 2,000, but she hit her team to 16-12 advantage. Under two to play. Don't forget to join us for the Byers Furniture halftime with the second quarter clock. Zero. Vaughn matching up on the trap. Now Prince coming over on the trap. They give it to Bain. She dribbles left, right. Rushing pick high. They go for a long two to Carter. Off the front of the rim, high up the glass. Jones rebound for the Rebels. From the left side. She's starting to get in the groove. Goes in the corner. Vaughn, quick three. Yes! Catch and shoot. Ducks and three. For Natalie Vaughn, and there's a timeout on the floor. 1:15 to play. And the folks on the left side of the gym. Rebels 19, Cougars 12. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on Boswell Media Sports.
Dr. Brooke Bobo and his professional team at Carthage Veterinary Clinic appreciate their patients. They treat all animals, large and small, and handle them with top care. Not only do they provide for your sick animals, they groom and board as well. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Wednesdays and Saturdays, 7:30 till noon. Like them on Facebook. Carthage Veterinary Clinic, Highway 16, Carthage.
Boswell Media Sports.
1:15 to go before halftime. Rebels 19 and Cougars 12. The Rebels are on a 13-1 run. Simpson will have basketball possession. They have to come up the length of the floor. Rebels have changed that defensive pressure a little bit and forced some turnovers. Carter catches the inbound, middle of the floor to Kraft. She gets it in, goes outside, and over to Dunn, gets it back to Kraft. She'll try a three, goes front rim, back rim off. Foul committed, but no foul called there. So they'll say went off Simpson's butt pains. Katie Jones had the rebound, and somebody just pushed her arm. 19-12, under a minute to play in the half. By my count, Miriam Prince is 4 points away from the 2,000 club. Quick three, top of the key, missed by Vaughn, but rebounded by Freeney. She'll come outside the three-point line, 40 seconds to play in the half. In the corner, quick release three, short by Vaughn. And rebound taken off the floor by Dunn, ahead to Carter for Simpson. She'll stop, fire for 14 feet, no good. Rebound for the Rebels. Rebels can hold for the last shot with 24 seconds to play. 7-point lead in the half, their largest of the afternoon. To the left screener, Jones. She puts it on a right-hand dribble, steps out, gives it back to Prince. She's leveled off by Kraft, comes around the screen. There they go. Vaughn, three, short, and that will run off the half after Dunn clears the rebound. But a 13-1 run in the second quarter puts Leak out in front, 19-12, as we go to the locker room at halftime. We'll take a two-minute break and come back with the Byers Furniture Halftime. More Rebel basketball ahead after this from Boswell Media Sports.
Wendy's only makes one kind of breakfast, your new favorite one. How do we do it? With fresh cracked eggs, oven-baked bacon, and flaky croissants. You know, the things your old breakfast wasn't doing. So toss that old news and its soggy eggs somewhere useful. And get to Wendy's, where the sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, bacon, egg, and Swiss croissant, and honey butter chicken biscuit are just two for $4. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's two for four.
Limited time only. Single item at regular price. Price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's.
Sometimes life gets a little rough, and when it does, performance therapy is focused on highly individualized care. Owner Dan Young says no two people respond the same to any form of treatment or intervention. No injury is the same, and no single treatment works across the board. Their therapists help people regain their physical function and mobility. Whether you're recovering from a sports injury, stroke, orthopedic surgery, or you're suffering from chronic neck or back pain, they can help. Performance Therapy, Philadelphia, Carthage, Canton, Brandon, Gluckstadt, McGee, Florence, Raymond, and Pelahatchie.
It's all about dedication. Electric Co-op line workers are trained to deal with any power emergency, but there's one thing they cannot be taught. Dedication. Dedication to duty is a quality line workers are born with. And that's why you'll see them in a driving rainstorm, repairing downed power lines. That's why your power is restored in the middle of the night. Dedication to know your family is safe regardless of the weather. Central Electric Power Association, serving you since 1937, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
State championship number 21.
Junction and Prince Oil, the fuel of champions. As you travel to the game, shop and fuel up with those who share your passion for community and Leak Academy Rebel basketball.
Nothing but net, Junction 3.
For over 60 years, Junction and Prince Oil has been fueling Central Mississippi and champions like the Leak Academy Rebels. Drive like a champion with locations in Carthage, Philadelphia, Oxford, Newton, Scuba, Ridgeland, Louisville, and Union.
Put some Junction in your next function with their catering, too.
Nothing but net, Junction 3.
Junction and Prince Oil, the fuel of champions.
Boswell Media Sports.
It's the Buyer's Furniture halftime from Louisville. Championship game in the girls' bracket for the MAIS District 2 5A tournament. And your Leak Academy Rebels lead since the 19-12. It was a slow start for L.A. They struggled through a lot of the first quarter and trailed it 11-6 after one. But then went on a 13-1 run to take the 7-point lead into the locker room. We'll go ahead. She made a couple of baskets, and went 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Three for Olivia Baines off a three ball. Two for Carson Carter. Two for Maddie Kraft off a made shot, and she went 0-for-2 at the line. And then 1-for-2 at the line for Olivia Hodum. Peyton Purvis appeared in the first half but didn't score for Simpson. Four for Dunn, three for Baines. Two for Kraft, two for Carter, and one for Hodum. For Leak Academy, Miriam Pitts with 12 points. She had eight of them in the second quarter. And as I mentioned, by my math, she's 4 points away from the 2,000 club. Now, her father wonders if maybe she's a little bit further back than that. Maybe he and I were about 30 points off in our math. But regardless, let's see. I went to Mississippi State. He went to USM. So you decide which math department you trust. But by my account, she came in with 1,984 points. She scored 12 in this first half. So that puts her at 1,996. But regardless, she is very close to a great accomplishment, 2,000 points. If she gets 2,470, which she could easily get next year, she would catch Coach Amanda Hatch. Coach Hatch is fourth, not seventh, but as I said earlier. But Prince has had an outstanding career. Leak fans love the fact she's got one more year ahead of her. But for L.A., 12 points for Prince. I got sidetracked there by the 2,000-point club. three for Natalie Vaughn. She came off the bench and made a three in the second quarter. Two for Morgan Freeney off a made field goal. Two also for Katie Jones, who made a shot. Emery Warren, Alan K. Wilcox, and Grace Maxey played in the first half but didn't score. Prince with 12, Vaughn with three, Freeney with two, and Jones with two for L.A. It adds up to 19. Rebels one out of two at the free throw line. Didn't get to the line much, and that was Miriam Prince's second quarter trip, one for two. Simpson, three out of five. Free throw shooting in the half. The Rebels lead it 19-12. Boys have punched their ticket into next week's North 5A tournament. They'll be the three seed from District 2. The Rebelettes trying to get the one seed. We'll bring all the action next week from Columbus at Basel Media Sports. So get ready to start the third quarter after we take this 60-second break. That wraps up the Byers Furniture halftime. Second half coming up after this 60-second break on Cruisin' 98.
County. If you're looking for a trusted veterinarian, check out Central Mississippi Animal Clinic, a full-service animal hospital that provides emergency services as well as routine medical, surgical, dental, and grooming. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic will give your pets the care they deserve. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic, 900 Highway 35 South, Carthage, 601-267-4573, or on the web at cmacvets.com.
What can you expect from Morris Pharmacy when you choose them? How about all of this? Free medicine flavoring. No more yucky medicines.
Ew!
Or the shortest wait times ever. Morris Pharmacy definitely has the best prices and two lanes to serve you better in their drive-thru area. Morris Pharmacy features prescription transfers that are fast and easy and can fill all your scripts at the same time with their MedSync program. Nobody likes to be on hold, especially when you're already not feeling well, which is why at Morris Pharmacy, they always speak to you directly without those recorded answering services. Family owned and operated. Moore's Pharmacy in Carthage, Walnut Grove, Sebastopol, and Lena.
Boswell Media Sports.
Halftime out against Simpson. Down at Mendenhall, Miriam Prince had 40 points. That was the most by a Rebel player since Susan Bird put up 40 in 1989. 8 minutes on the clock. We start the third quarter. Third quarter presented by Piglet Weekly of Carthage. Leak leading Simpson Lady Cougars 19-12. Sends to the basketball. Odom can't handle it in the lane, but she manages to just flip it out to Crab. Carter drives hard right side. Shot no good. Odom's put back no good in front of the rim, and the rebound by Emery Warren for Leak. Middle of the floor to Prince. It's Wilcox, Prince, Freeney, Jones, and Warren. Freeney right side, out high to Warren. She's going to put up the three off the left side. Jones with the offensive rebound underneath. Can't score it. And the rebound by Dunn. She's on the dribble, wants to go coast to coast. Puts it up too hard off the glass. And there's Warren again with the rebound, but they call her for the travel. Coach Hatch wanted a charge called with the extension, extending to the forearm. She's not going to get her way. Simpson basketball, about 50 seconds into the third quarter. Catch and release, long two, miss. Rebounded by Jones, out away from the basket. Hands it to Prince, Rebels up by seven. Left elbow, nearly taken away. She gets it back from Wilcox. Drives up, gets the contact, ball hangs on the rim and goes down. Hoop in the harm for Prince. Third personal on Dunn. Prince comes to the line where she's one out of two. She completes the and one. And gives her team a 22-12 lead. 10-point margin, longest of the day. Backcourt pressure. Simpson breaks it. Kraft quickly in the corner. Dunn bluffs from three. Drives baseline. Collides with Warren. No whistle. And there's a foul called on the attempt for the rebound. Looks like Prince will get called for the foul. Her first, team's first. Inbound in the corner to Baines. Out deep wide right to Dunn. Curling around, steal by Prince. She's ahead of everybody, and she'll get an easy right-hand lane. If I'm right, that puts her into the 2,000-point club. That gives her 2,001 for her career at L.A. And the ball thrown away into the front court, run down by Warren. She passes it to Prince. Dishes over to Rainey, whose three is short. Short picked, rebound picked up off the floor by Dunn. Prince nearly pokes it away from her. They go to Kraft. Rebels really guarding out at the three-point line. Not going to give up any easy shots. Rebel lead is 24-12. And a drive by Carter. Knocked away out of bounds. Last touch by Leakes Emery Warren. Baines comes out of the game. Purvis replaces her. Carter's inbound pass nearly thrown away but saved in the right corner near the scores table by Dunn. They come left side. Kraft bluffs her three. Wilcox on her. She turns, spins, flings one up, but it's taken by Hodum on the offside. And they work the ball around nicely to Kraft for an easy left side put in. Rebels were defending that well, but good job by Simpson to make the extra pass for the open shooter. 24-14. 5:13 to play in the third quarter. Carter nearly knocks it away from Warren, but it's run down at midcourt. Now to Miriam Prince. Right-hand dribble, angles to the right. Now comes back left to the corner. Freeney on the dribble, out high. Goes to Prince on the left side. She drives in the lane. Two-hand put in. Runner is good. Prince with 17. No, excuse me, 19. 26-14 the score. Dunn drives free throw line. A pass to the right side. Picked off by Warren. Dribbling left side. And they'll call her for the travel. Emery Warren has been grabbed and karate chopped and pushed. And the officials just won't call a thing. Simpson basketball. 4 minutes, 28 seconds to go before the end of the third quarter. Third quarter presented by Piggly Wiggly and Carthage. Simpson will inbound it in front of the LA bench. League 26, Simpson 14. And walks it up middle of the floor. Rebels continue with man pressure. She angles the dribble left, hands it on a curl to Carter, who cuts inside. Jones went for the block and fouled her. Katie's second, team second. Carson Carter will go to the line. She has 2 points today. Grace Maxey wants to check in at the next opportunity. First free throw is good from Carter. Maxey in, Wilcox out for L.A. Carter trying to make the second free throw and make it a 10-point game. She does. Rebels 26, Cougars 16. 4:08 clock ticking third quarter. Left hand dribble, Prince around a Jones screen. Backs it over and she... Oh, wow, her pass nearly thrown away but saved. Great hustle by Grace Maxey in front of the bench. And they go right side, Freeney. Freeney trying to drive baseline, and they'll get a blocking foul. It will go against Purvis. First on Peyton Purvis. Second on Simpson in the half. And a five-second call. That seems kind of quick. Leak will turn it over. Leading 26-16. 3:51 on the clock, third quarter. Piggly Wiggly of Carthage presenting the third quarter of today's game. Fast dribble left side. Kraft to Dunn, or excuse me, Purvis on the drive. Collision there with Maxey. Shot missed. Rebound, Katie Jones for Lee. The Prince. Right side, deep wide to Freening. Grace Maxey gets it. Her three from the left side. Down and good. Junction three for Maxey. 29-16. Rebels up 13. Carter dribbles right side. Matched up by Warren around a screen from Hodum. Her long two, way short. Rebound on the offside by Prince. Prince dribbles middle of the floor. Stands up straight. Now going to drive. Kicks it out for a three attempt from Freeney that's short. But tipped around up high. Kept alive. Offensive board by Jones. She turns left. Now right. Spin. Six-footer. No good. Rebound Purvis for Simpson. 2:48 clock ticking. Rebels lead 13. Carter left wing, dribbles to the free throw line, now gives it to Purvis. She's leveled off by Freeney at the left elbow. Hands it to Kraft behind the arc. Now Baines with it. Gives it to Carter. She's going to go into the lane, collide with Jones. Jones will pick up the foul. Third personal on Katie Jones, team's third. Marley Myers gets up off the bench to come in, and Alan K. Wilcox will come in also. First free throw nestled in by Carter. Jones out, Warren out for the Rebels. Wilcox, Maxey, Myers, Freeney, and Prince. Second free throw rattled in by Carter. She's got 6 points for four at the line. Rebels lead 29-18 with 2:25 to play third quarter. Simpson applying full court pressure. Freeney on the left-hand dribble. And timeout by Coach Amanda Hatch with 2:21 to play third quarter. League 29, Simpson 18. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take it with them back in 60 as Leak Academy basketball continues.
What's stopping you from shopping local?
It's hard to tell what's actually local and what's just called local.
At Piggly Wiggly in Carthage, local means right here in Carthage.
Here at Piggly Wiggly, local and freshness are two very important words. Freshness means a lot in your kitchen, and local means a lot to our community.
Supporting local because we are local. Piggly Wiggly, with a convenient location just off Highway 16 in the heart of Carthage.
Shop local from your friends at Piggly Wiggly in Carthage.
Is your mattress old or just plain out uncomfortable? At Byers Furniture, we have name brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic and the very affordable Ashley mattresses, so you're sure to find the exact mattress that will make all your dreams come true. Whether you're looking for an all-fall mattress like Tempur-Pedic or a traditional innerspring mattress, Byers Furniture can help you find the perfect feel. Stop tossing and turning this year and let the friendly sales staff at Byers Furniture show you the benefits of a good night's rest on a new mattress. Byers Furniture, where you'll find big city brands with small town prices. That's Byers Furniture, 319 Bird Avenue in Philadelphia.
Boswell Media Sports.
2 minutes, 21 seconds to play third quarter. League trailed 11-6 at the end of the first, but led at 19-12 at the half, and now they lead at 29-18. Inbound comes in against full court pressure. Prince coming up hard, left side, puts it up high off the glass. No good, but Myers gets the rebound right baseline. She backs in. Her three-footer, no good. And they'll get Myers coming on the opposite side, trying to control the rebound. Team's third, Marley's first. Excuse me, team's fourth. Cougars get it inbounds against some leak full court pressure. Wilcox on Carter on the dribble up the right side. Go between the rings. Over to Kraft. And she'll call out Baines. Baines will angle a dribble left side. Carter, this is a familiar set offensively. And a walk by Carter. Turns it over to the Rebels with a minute 50 to play in the third. Inbound pass knocked away. Then flung, I should say. To the other side, out to the big money seats, out of bounds, last touched by Simpson. Wilcox will trigger it in to Prince. Prince dribbles left side. Comes back around through a trap to Franey. Rebels have numbers. Franey comes in, collides with their forward down there, and a ball to foul against Franey. Offensive foul. That was the right call. First on Morgan Franey. She had Marley Myers on the left side. 90 seconds to play in the third quarter. Nearly a walk there. Right side three missed by Carter. Offensive board. Kraft put back no good. Maxey controls the rebound in the lane. Now to Prince. Prince. Now she dumps it overhead to Myers, who gets the easy two. Good assist from Prince. And a finish by Myers with her first bucket of the ball game. It's 31-18. 65 seconds to play in the third. Baines probing, keeping her dribble, comes right side. Now she'll fire from three and air ball it. Team rebound, gets it to Leak. 52 seconds on the clock. Wilcox inbounds it to Prince. Her pass tipped away, taken by Hodum. And a shot off the backboard by Bryant. She gets the rebound back, drives in, and gets fouled. Myers, the guilty party. Her second, team six. Carter back at the free throw line, but she's been 4-for-4 this quarter. Knocked down the first one. She's got 7 points, looking for eight. Trying to narrow the Leak lead with 43 seconds to play in the quarter. She makes both. She's 6-for-6 at the stripe. 31-20. Pass ahead, thrown away. Taken at midcourt by Carter. They've got a not a three-on-two. They come down to Purvis. Shot blocked by Wilcox out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cougars with 32 seconds in the quarter. Jones and Warren return to the game. Franey and Myers will come out. 10 minutes for Marley Myers. That's the 5-second call. The quick 5-second call goes the other way. Leak will have it now. Simpson with a full court press. Wilcox getting fouled, but no call. Gets it ahead to Prince, middle of the floor. She brings it on a hard dribble. Perfect pass down to Jones, who's right in front of the basket for the two. 33-20, under 20 seconds. Carter working against Warren into the front court. Hands it to Purvis. Bounced out to Kraft. Kraft leveled off. Sends it in the corner to Annalee Bryant. He bounces and then gives it to Bryant, who's free from the left wing, is short. And that's the end of the third quarter. Leak Academy 33, Simpson 20. Ladies got 8 minutes ahead of them, and they can claim the district crown. What will happen? Stay with us to find out after the 60-second break on Boswell Media Sports.
Do It's in Sebastopol serves a full breakfast and lunch. And when you leave, you'll be full too. Any other time of the day, Do It's takes short orders, has Hunt's Brothers Pizza, and most important, they have a delicious burger that they are known for in Central Mississippi. While you're there, be sure you fuel up and get plenty of snacks for the road. Do It's, open 7 days a week, just for you. Highway 21 in Sebastopol.
If spending days looking for a top dollar for your timber has left you feeling like you're barking up the wrong tree, then I would listen closely. Welch Forest Products in Union does it better than anyone, and with the least possible damage to your property. Whether it's management, forestry care, pine plantation, thinning, or site prep, the last number you'll dial is 601-774-8200. They buy land with or without timber, too. Call Bo Welch now at Welch Forest Products today. 601-774-8200.
Boswell Media Sports.
8 minutes on the clock. Leak Academy Lady Rebels 33, Simpson Academy Lady Cougars 20. Leak basketball to start the quarter. On the floor, Warren, Prince, Maxey, Jones, and Wilcox. Middle of the floor, Katie Jones comes right side for a three from Warren. That's too deep. Long rebound taken by Bain. She puts a nice outlet pass ahead for the two. Carter raised it in with the right hand. 10 for Carter. 33-21. And they got a nice long outlet pass ahead to Jones. She goes up, gets some contact, no whistle, but gets the right hand put in. Rebels back in front by 14. Carter on the dribble right side. Bounces to Bryant. Bryant working against Jones away from the basket. Picked up by Carter. Go down to Kraft under the basket. She's pinned down. Finds an open teammate for a mid-range jumper. Shot no good. Saved in bounds by Jones. Off of Dunn, and it'll belong to the Rebels. Good alert work in the paint. We're a minute deep into the fourth. Inbound comes to Jones. She uses up her dribble. We'll hand it to Wilcox, who comes across the timeline into the front court. Kick out. Maxey, three. Off the left side. Tip toward the left corner. And last touch by Warren for Lee. She went hard to the floor. She gets up quickly. League 35, Simpson 22. Well, into the new championship. Baines on the dribble as Simpson goes left to right. Round to Bryant screen. She's open for the three. Leaves it short. Rebound Bryant. Marion Prince will handle the basketball as we go under 6.5 minutes to play. Right side Maxey. Dumps it to Prince. Runs. Puts it in from 6 feet out. Off the glass. Good. 21 for Prince. 37-22, 15 points is the longest lead of the day. Anna Lee Bryant want to drive in on Jones. They'll get Jones for the push. It's Katie's fourth. Peyton Purvis into the ball game to replace Maddie Kraft for Simpson. Rebels have committed their seventh foul of the half, so bonus time for Simpson. Front end of the 1-plus-1 missed by Anna Lee Bryant. Rebounded by Leek. Prince over the trap. Wilcox deep wide right. Finds Jones at the left elbow. They find an open Emery Warren for three, and she rattles it in. Touch and three for Emery Warren, her first point for the day. 40-22. Leafs starting to stretch out the lead. Then a drive and a nice put in with a right hand going left to right was Ava Dunn. 40-24. Kane steps in front of a pass intended for Maxey and knocks it into the student section. Boys Championship comes up after this. Park Place and Simpson. League Boys won the consolation game. 54-42. Rebels inbound it in the front court. Top of the key, Prince. Open look, Warren. She wants the three. She got the three. Emery Warren, back-to-back three. 43-24. Rebels stretching the lead out even further. Peyton Purvis, yo-yo dribble, guarded by Prince. Three from the right side, short by Carter, rebound Prince. She's still pushing hard up the floor. Goes into the paint, stops, pops from in front of the basket, 8 feet out, missed. But a foul committed on the rebound attempt. Foul on Purvis. It's her second. Avery Crane and Gracie Giordano check in to see their first action. They check in for Carter and Purvis for the Cougars. 4:46 to play. Leafs basketball. Inbound pass out high. Picked off by Dunn. She's working on Freeney. Goes up, but shot is short. Warren takes it away. And Coach Coach Hatch called timeout before the ball was thrown away. Simpson fans are irate about it. 4:37 to go. 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them, with the Rebels up 43-24. Back in 30 on Boswell Media Sports.
If you want to get the best in sportswear and gear, check out In Sports. In Sports, just off the square in Philadelphia, offers screen printing with personalized jerseys, t-shirts, and fan wear to support your favorite team. In Sports also has customizable vinyl gear for spring sports like baseball and softball, as well as plaques and trophies. Looking for sports equipment? In Sports has that too. In Sports believes in giving the best possible customer service with in-town deliveries. Get ready for this sports season with In Sports, just off the square in Philadelphia.
Boswell Media Sports.
League trailed by 5 after one quarter. Led by 7 at the break. Led by 13 after 3. Now they lead it by 19. 4 minutes, 37 seconds remain in this championship game. Emory Warren to inbound it. Finds Jones. Left side to Prince. Prince will be guilty of the carry. Ball just took a funny bounce on her. Wilcox wants to check in. She'll replace Grace Maxey. Baines at midcourt sends it in to Bryant. Bryant with a right-hand dribble. They'll get Prince with the reach in, a little too aggressive at midcourt. Just a second on Prince. Bryant missed the front end of a 1+1 earlier. She misses this one too. Katie Jones skies for the rebound. Prince right side on the right-hand dribble. She and Wilcox exchange passes out deep. 4:13, clock ticking, fourth quarter. Simpson coming to match up. Now the drive. Left short by Prince. Offensive board, stick back, no good by Jones. Prince with an offensive board for Leak. Coach Hatch calls for her to back it out and for the Rebels to drain some clock. Bryant coming out on Prince. She goes left side, open as Wilcox. And she sends it back to Prince. Prince around the screen from Jones, goes right side, Brainy. Back to Prince, deep wide right. Now Warren comes on along the side on the right. Now they work it around the left, out to Brainy between the rings, and there's a foul committed by Dunn. Fourth on Ava Dunn, team's fourth. 3 minutes, 30 seconds to remain, to play, excuse me. And there's a timeout called by Coach Linda Deer. We'll keep it right here. It'll be a short timeout. Leak Academy 43, Simpson 24. When the clock hits zero, join us for the Wendy's postgame. And, of course, we'll wrap up this championship ball game. Leak boys were victorious earlier in the boys' consolation game against Lamar. And both the boys and the girls will be in action in Columbus next week. Boswell Media Sports brings you the North 5A tournament action for Leak Academy basketball. Schedule will be out later today or early tomorrow. That tournament gets underway on Tuesday at Heritage. France will inbound it next to her own bench. Out middle of the floor to Freeney. Now to Wilcox. And a foul called out deep. Avery Crane with her first personal. But the Cougars have a couple of fouls to give. So Leak will inbound it right below me here. Leading by 19. Trying to drain the clock. Left side corner to Freeney. Freeney back out deep wide left to Wilcox. Trap comes out to her. Foul committed. I think that's on Dunn. No, it's going to be on Crane. If that was on Dunn, she would be Dunn, as in D-O-N-E. Inbound to Prince. Right side, Craney. 5 feet behind the arc. Right corner to Warren. Trap comes out on Freeney. Right elbow Jones. Trap on her. Back out to Wilcox. Go under 3 minutes to play. Leak in the stall. There's the open three for Freeney. Skids off the backside of the rim. Warren flings it back in the corner, but right to Crane. The Dunn driving on Wilcox. She'll get the body contact. And she'll get to shoot free throws. 18 foul, third on Wilcox. Subs coming in for Simpson. Sierra catching. Peyton Purvis. Free throw, no good. Leak with a rebound. Prince across the timeline. To Wilcox, dribbling left to right. In the corner to Freeney, now to Jones, top of the key. To Prince for a right-hand dribble, right side. Drive on the baseline, foul called. Baines with the blocking foul. Two on Olivia Baines. And that's the 17th foul, so Morgan Freeney goes to the free throw line. Freeney back in the lineup today after the shoulder injury. Sends down the first free throw, earns the bonus. She has 3 points today. 2 minutes, 15 seconds left. Rebel lead out to 20. Second one rims out on her, catching with a rebound for the Cougars. Down the right baseline. Now out for a three by Bryant. Long rebound, snatched down by Warren. Under two play, Rebels lead 44-24. Left corner, Warren wants the three. Warren's three goes halfway down, and rebound taken by Purvis for Simpson. Left side, they need a quick three, and a walk there, again, to hesitation. Annalie Bryant guilty of the walk. Giordano and Crane back into the game, placing Purvis and Baines. Freeney, Jones, Wilcox, Warren, and Prince still in there for L.A. 90 seconds to go. Prince middle of the floor, right side Freeney. Out back deep and wide. Gets it back from Prince, goes baseline, drives, flings one up. Shot missed, offensive board by Jones. She gets fouled. Catching, guilty. Minute 20 to play, and Katie Jones goes to the throw line. Jones has 6 points. First free throw, too deep and flat. Grace Maxey comes in for Freeney. Freeney gets a nice round of applause from the league fans outside of the gym. Jones, second one won't go in. And Wilcox trips, trying to chase down the rebound on the left baseline. .114 and ticking away for Simpson. Purvis, corner, right side, three, missed by Bryant. Jones with the rebound. And they'll call Prince for the push-off with the right hand. Jones will come in. Myers and Vaughn for L.A. will replace Wilcox and Jones. .57 left. Purvis left side into the front court. Driving. Put up a runner from 6 feet away. No good. Myers claims the rebound for Leak. Hand to Vaughn. Vaughn has to head to Prince. Prince is shot blocked by talking up the line out high. Prince flings it back up again. And the repeat is good. He got the offensive board and put one more up there for a 23rd point. 46-24. Purvis between the rings. Right side got off there. Out to Bryant. And steal by Miriam Prince. Don't have numbers, but she's going to go anyway, create her own shot, leave it short. Myers put back, no good. Rebounded with 12 seconds to play. The Rebels are going to win the District 2 championship. Driving, missing is Purvis, and Warren gets another board, and the clock goes to zero. The Rebels with an excellent performance after the slow start. They come back and win it 46-24 to win the District 2 tournament championship over. Back in 2 minutes with the Wendy's postgame after we step away here on Boswell Media Sports.
Go Leak! Supporting all of our Rebels and Rebelettes this basketball season until the very end. We are so proud of you all and the heart you play with. Good sportsmanship and integrity on and off the court is to be recognized, and we are behind you all the way. Let's go LA! Schedule an appointment with us at 601-656-3366. 601-656-3366. Good luck from Craig and Amy Martin and all the crew at Craig Martin General Dentistry, Philadelphia.
Dr. Brooke Bobo and his professional team at Carthage Veterinary Clinic appreciate their patients. They treat all animals, large and small, and handle them with top care. Not only do they provide for your sick animals, they groom and board as well. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Wednesdays and Saturdays, 7:30 till noon. Like them on Facebook. Carthage Veterinary Clinic, Highway 16, Carthage.
Flu shots are now at Premier Medical Clinic in Kosciuszko and Carthage and Trace Urgent Care. An annual seasonal flu vaccine is the best way to reduce the chances that you'll get the seasonal flu and spread it to others. When more people get vaccinated against the flu, less flu can spread through our community. Protect yourself and your family from the flu. No appointment is needed for flu shots. Just walk in and they will see you shortly. Premier Medical Clinic in Kosciuszko and Carthage. And Trace Urgent Care in Kosciuszko.
Wendy's only makes one kind of breakfast, your new favorite one. How do we do it? With fresh cracked eggs, oven-baked bacon, and flaky croissants. You know, the things your old breakfast wasn't doing. So toss that old news and its soggy eggs somewhere useful. And get to Wendy's, where the sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, bacon, egg, and Swiss croissant, and honey butter chicken biscuit are just two for $4. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for $4.
Limited time only. Single item at regular price. Price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's.
Boswell Media Sports.
Welcome back to Louisville. Winston Academy hosting the District 2 5A Championship. Basketball Tournament, Girls Championship, your Leak Academy Lady Rebels. They've already accepted the trophy, and they're posing at midcourt for a team photo. And the runner-up trophy was presented to Simpson, and they've headed back to the locker room. Marion Prince holds it up high. Alan K. Wilcox holds it up high. The Rebels come from center court, and they win the championship game 46-24. Strange to think this was an 11-6 deficit for Leak after one quarter. But L.A. came on strong with a 13-1 run in the second quarter to take a 19-12 lead into the locker room at halftime. Leak outscored Simpson 14-8 in the third quarter to lead 33-20 and end up winning by 22. So Leak will be the one seed out of the District 2 set of teams in next week's North 5A tournament. Congratulations to Coach Hatch and the Lady Rebels for another district championship. Those district championships are not the ones that Leak Academy players and fans are really longing for, but they sure do feel good, and you shouldn't take anything for granted. Well, let's take a look at the scoring in this ballgame. Carson Carter led Simpson with 10 points. She had 8 of them in the second half. 6 for Ava Dunn, 4 for Maddie Kraft. Olivia Baines had 3, and Olivia Hodum had 1. Annalie Bryant, Sierra Catchings, Avery Crane, Gracie Giordano, and Peyton Purvis played but didn't score for the Cougars. Cougars fall to 23-11. For Leak, which improves to 29-2, and will be a one seed in next week's district tournament, North 5A tournament. 23 for Miriam Brent, and by my count, she is now in the 2,000-point club. They're not 100% sure. We'll get some verification on that next week. But if I'm wrong, she's not far away from it. She scores 23 today, 12 in the first half, and added 11 more in the second. She made a junction three and seven, eight shots from the field and went 2 for 3 at the line. Then the next scorer behind her had six. That was Katie Jones, who made three shots from the field and went 0 for 2 at the line. And Emery Warren had six also on a pair of fourth quarter junction threes. 3 points for three players. Morgan Freeney had three, Arpa made two, and 1 for 2 at the free throw line. It was good to see Red back in the lineup. She's been out for a couple of weeks with a shoulder injury, but she played a lot of minutes, and hopefully she'll be in good shape for next week's North Half tournament. Three also for Grace Maxey, who made a junction three in the third quarter. And Natalie Vaughn added a junction three in the second for 3 points. And Molly Myers had two off of eight shots. So Prince with 23, Warren with six, Jones with six, Freeney with three, Maxey with three, Vaughn with three, and Myers with two for Victorious Leak Academy. Well, we'll remind you once again, check Kicks96News.com or the Leak Academy social media accounts over the next day or so to see the brackets, the days, and the start time for the Leak Boys and Girls in next week's North Ave Tournament at Columbus. And you can always catch it on Boswell Media Sports. We'll be on Cruising 98 unless there's a Monday night or Thursday night conflict with East Central Community College basketball. So it's been a good day at the tournament. Rebels win both games. It's been good to be with you. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to Billy Steen. Thanks to our Boswell Media sales staff, Lisa Jones heading up the Leak Academy sales team. We appreciate all of you for listening. None of this matters if you don't listen. So the boys win the consolation game over Lamar, and the girls get the district championship over Simpson Academy by a final of 46-24. Over everybody here and back at Boswell Media Sports, I'm Philip Palmertree. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week as the 5A tournament, excuse me, North 5A tournament gets underway. So until then, grace and peace to you, and go Rebels. Good afternoon.